The People's National Party has backpedaled on its description of its 10-point crime plan. Shadow Minister for National Security Fitz Jackson says it's a 10-point approach to a crime plan and not a formal one.
What we put forward is a 10-point plan towards the development of a crime plan, towards the development of a crime plan, because there are many more substantive dimensions to each of those areas. That's one. Two, we put those points forward because we see them as much of them are outstanding things which have not been pursued, but nonetheless are integral, critical to dealing with the crime situation before us.
The shadow minister says it's almost impossible for the PNP to craft a detailed crime plan as they are the opposing party. He says the opposition does not have access to all the necessary information.
What we put forward is a 10-point plan towards the development of a crime plan, towards the development of a crime plan, because there are many more substantive dimensions to each of those areas. That's one. Two, we put those points forward because we see them as much of them are outstanding things which have not been pursued, but nonetheless are integral, critical to dealing with the crime situation before us.
Speaking with NCUFM News today, Mr. Jackson outlined some critical areas of information that the opposition is without access to. He says there is a deficiency in capacity.
For example, intelligence, right? Your intelligence data is going to influence in a quantitative and qualitative way how you deal with certain things such as your investigative capacities. What exactly do you need? Where are you short in that area? Now, I don't expect that to be made public. That must be confidential. But we know that we are deficient because we are unable to identify perpetrators of crime and we are unable to apprehend them. So there is a deficiency in capacity.
This 10-point approach to a crime plan was put forward by the PNP on January 23. This is the second such crime initiative being put forward by the opposition since 2017. The opposition has received sharp criticism since unveiling this plan, with comments online labeling it as vague and desperate.